This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Reuters is reporting that Venezuelan troops shot dead at least two people and wounded several others on Friday near the Brazilian border in the first bloodshed linked to efforts to bring aid into the South American country against the orders of embattled President Nicolas Maduro. Jillian Kitchener reports.
The violence broke out when indigenous leaders say they tried to stop a military convoy heading toward the border because they thought the troops were attempting to block foreign aid on President Nicolas Maduro's orders. That's when Venezuelan troops opened fire to clear the way. And in another small town near the Brazilian border, troops fired tear gas at protesters, reportedly wounding at least five people. On Thursday, Maduro closed down Venezuela's southern border with Brazil.
The guards informed us that nothing can pass, not vehicles, nobody walking, nothing. So they're totally closing it, according to them, for security. But that's wrong because what other countries are doing is to help Venezuela.
Maduro, who denies there's a humanitarian crisis in Venezuela, is also threatening to close the Colombian border.
That's Jillian Kitchener reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He expressed optimism that the two countries will reach a trade agreement and defuse a dispute between the world's two largest economies. The trade talks have attracted great attention around the world, a report saying that China will buy up to $1.2 trillion U.S. dollars in goods from the U.S. as part of the current negotiations. Arthur Dong, a professor with the McDonough School of Business at Georgetown University, said that it will benefit the U.S. economy.
That's a big number, and I think it's certainly music to the ears of the Farm Belt in the United States, which is suffering right now, and certainly for the energy sector in the United States, where both sectors are certainly going to benefit.
This is VOA News. President Trump explained how a revamped plan to pull U.S. troops out of Syria would work now that he's agreed to leave some troops there.
We can leave a small force along with others in the force, whether it's NATO troops or whoever it might be, so that it doesn't start up again. And I'm okay. It's a very small, tiny fraction of the people we have.
In December, President Trump, anticipating the defeat of ISIS in Syria, made a surprise announcement that all U.S. forces, roughly 2,000, would be out of Syria by the end of April. In so doing, he confounded many of America's European allies and angered some of his own allies here in Washington. An independent advisory body convened by the World Health Organization recommends pregnant women and breastfeeding women in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo be vaccinated against the deadly Ebola virus. Latest WHO figures put the number of Ebola cases at 853, including 521 deaths since the beginning of the outbreak in August. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
More than 80,000 people have been vaccinated against Ebola in DR Congo's conflict-ridden North Kivu and Ituri provinces during the current outbreak. World Health Organization spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says the experts advise pregnant women at high risk of infection and death from Ebola should be given the vaccination.
We also know that if we use this ring vaccination, that women who are in the community that is vaccinated then have a low risk.
The group of experts advises the vaccine to be given to pregnant women in their second or third trimester, as well as to breastfeeding women and babies under 1 year old. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The World Health Organization says all vaccinated pregnant women will be closely monitored until the birth of their babies to see if there are any adverse effects. House Democrats will move quickly to challenge President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border in order to shift billions of dollars from defense to construction of a southern border wall. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told reporters lawmakers will vote Tuesday on a resolution that would attempt to reverse the president's move. In the meantime, barbed wire and concrete barriers were moved to a popular border crossing point between the Mexican city of Ciudad Juarez and the U.S. state of Texas as growing numbers of Central American migrants head to this part of the frontier. Eduardo Beristain is a U.S. citizen who lives in Mexico.
It looks a bit over the top. I don't think it's a necessary precaution that we need to take. Again, if anybody's going to cross over, they're going to do it through the Rio. I don't think a lord of immigrants is going to come rushing through the actual bridge.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.